includes made up of joints of stove pipe.
Of the stove pipe. Mm-hmm. And what do you call this thing that your father probably used to sharpen an axe with? Or you might have seen before, the big one sometimes operated by foot, you know?
A grind rock.
Grind rock. Mm-hmm. And if he wanted to put an even finer edge on it, he might use a smaller one that you could hold in your hand.
Whetstone.
It'd be a whetstone. Mm-hmm. What about, what do you call that vehicle that you drive around in? You call that a what? Just on the highways.
Car.
A car. People call those anything else other than car?
Sometimes referred to as automobile.
Automobile. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if something on your car was squeaking, you might take it into a service station, ask him to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grease it. Lubricate it.
Mm-hmm. And if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
And talking about your car again, you might, when you're there at the service station, ask him to open up the hood and check the
oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that stuff that's burned in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Coal.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you ever seen a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that was just made out of a bottle and some kerosene and an old rag, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call those?
Flambeaux.
Mm-hmm. Are those the same things as what you used to see highway department crews put out after they had maybe dug up a place in the road, you know, to warn travelers?
Yes.
The black pots, were those flambeaux?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Work on the same principle and everything. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did those things burn kerosene?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You call the inside part of an automobile tire the what? The inner.
You mean the.
Yeah, the thing that. Yeah, the tube. The thing that
the
you
tube?
Fill. Yeah. Okay.
Inner tube.
And let's say that you have just bought a boat or you made a boat, something like that, and you want to check it out. What do you say you take it down the water and do what to it? You're going to the act of putting it into the water, you say you're going
launch
to launch the boat. Okay. What about the type of boat that you would use to go fishing just around the pond or the lake? You'd use oars. What type of boat would that be?
A bateau.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Rowboat.
How is the bottom shaped? Is it flat or?
Generally flat. Mm-hmm. Flat bottom boat.
Mm-hmm. How about the ends? Are they flat too?
They are generally flat. They taper not to a point, but maybe decrease in width, something half the width of the center of the boat would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if your wife was going to town to buy a dress of a certain color in order to make sure that she matched it right, she'd take a little piece of cloth with her?
Sample.
Call that a sample of cloth, okay. And if a little girl had a very becoming dress on, you'd say, my goodness, that sure is a...
Becoming?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe another word, that's a real...
Pretty
dress. Okay, and you might say, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is... than hers.
Prettier
than hers, okay. And talking about maybe three dresses, the one right there is the of the three.
It's the prettiest.
Okay. What do you call that thing that women wear in the kitchen to protect their dresses?
Apron.
That's an apron. Mm-hmm. And you call this thing a riding
pin.
Mm-hmm. And to keep a baby's diaper in place, you use a safety
pin.
Uh-huh. And you say a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
10 cents, okay. What is that thing that you're wearing right there? And when it's chilly, you put on your...
Coat.
Put on your coat. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
A vest, coat, and pants.
Pants. Have you ever heard men refer to pants as anything else?